Sometimes I could see the knife. Visus, das ist hier geschlitten. Das ist wir haben ihn. Und das ist wir brauchen, wie ich sehe. I'm really not the one that's really to talk for Bnei Teire, Ben Kessa, Essa, Heilige Teig. Hey, Miss Arvin, I'd like to share with you some machshavas for these days. The Maral says in the Sivas, HaTeira, the Maral says that Teira Kedosha is the Seder of the Odom. The Seder of a person is the Teira. Because without the Teira Kedosha, a person wouldn't know what to do, how to do it, or when to do it. So it envelops and encompasses all that a person, the Seder of the life of a person. That's how people push up shot what the Seder Odin is. And then he says that the Torah is also the Seder Olam. It's the Seder of the entire world, because Chazal say that Rabbi Yishon was hibbed by Reiser, Rabbi Yishon looked into the Torah, Ubor Alman, and he created the Torah from, he created the world from the Torah Kedoshah. Consequently, everything that there is in the world has a shodish in the Torah. So therefore, the Torah also, besides being the Seder for the human being, is also the Seder for the Olam. V'lachain, the Maral adds, HaTorah hu Seder HaKol. The Torah is the Seder of everything there is. Of course, the word Seder is a little bit more than just the Seder in Yeshiva. That is part of the Seder. That's the reason the Seder of the Yeshiva is so choshev, because that's Seder, because the concept of Seder is unity. Seder makes everything one, because through the Seder, through the order that something has, whether in time or in place, that makes Seder. So Seder is ma'achid. It unifies. It's echad. That's what the Torah is echad. If you're missing one ice in the Torah is posuch, because it's lacking Seder. If a person is missing one mitzvah, he's lacking in the shleimus, because the Seder, the Torah is the Seder HaKol. So we're going to talk, I would like to talk a little bit about, share some machshavos about Seder. The Ike Avoida of a Bocher, a young man, who has a schus to learn Torah, is that he learns. But because we sometimes learn, we don't control our learning with our own Seder. Because there's a Seder that a person should have for his learning. In other words, a bocher comes into yeshiva, it's a chosh yeshiva. This is one of the very nice yeshivas, Baruch Hashem, that we have in America. Bocher has to know what he wants to cover in his zman, what he wants to cover in a week. He has to have a Seder. He may come to the Seder at the time of, but does he know exactly what he wants to learn? I remember when I was a Bocher, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichron Yivracha, I once asked him, he's a yeshiva. I asked him, what I should do, I'd like to learn a little bit more, I'd like to cover a little bit more. So he told me, he says, I should buy a little pad. And I should write in the pad everything I ever learned. Maybe I learned 25 blot in Bava Kama, 20 blot in Bava Metzia, I learned Ben Azmanim, I learned Apeidik and Brochus. Write everything that you learned into this book. That's your small shas, he said. That's your small shas. And you keep on chazaring that shas. Make yourself a seder for chazorah, that you're constantly chazaring that shas. You learn something new, you add it, and you add to your shas. And this way you remember, because if we don't chazar, we don't remember. Because today we think if we learn two, three, four times, it's Stipler once told me, he said, we have a little chabud ourselves, and as part of the Seder is that you learn a number a day, and you have to chazer it four times. So he said, that's enough in the Gemara, the Gemara native, and the dollar of days. The Gemara says that was the Seder, the Braisa says that was the Seder of the Limud, the way Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah, with Klaiso, with Moshe, then with Aaron, then with Bonav, and with Canaan. So they learned everything four times, he says, but that's only learning. The fifth time is the first time you're starting to chaza. So if a bocha says, he chaza the Gemara four times, he just learned. The fifth time he starts a Seder Chazorah. And that's why Seder, the first thing is you have to build into your Seder time. You say, I know everyone's going to think about it, but I have no time. You must have time for chazorah, because if you don't chazor, you don't remember. I'm just talking with the Rosh Hashiva before. We talk about the Moshe. The Moshe is a chayin of Rocha. Of course, it was the Moshe Feinstein's chayin of Rocha. But he chazored, you imagine how he chazored? If you chazored Shas, Meir Pom and V'yechod, 101 times, twice. One time we were walking in the street, he once. So he was very happy. He says, Hashi, why is he so happy today? He said, because my son, Reb David, was like, Zunt, Reb David Feinstein, said, today finish Shas 60 times. So he's a young man yet. It was many years ago. Gedoilim chazer a lot, even though they had, I don't think you say, I'm a Gedoilim, all geniuses. It's also not true. I heard from, told me he heard himself from the mouth of the holy Heilige Meul from the Chazeni Zechayin Baruch said that he should go to all the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. He was a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and he should go to all the yeshivas and tell them what he's telling them now, that he should know that Roiv Gedoyle Yisrael, Roiv of the Gedoyle Yisrael were Beinoinim. They had average brains. There were Gedolim that were geniuses. The Ragachev was a genius. Reb Chaim Brisk was an Ilui. They were geniuses. But the Roiv of the Gedolim saw a Beinoinim. And the Chazaini said, Vani Betoicham. I'm one of the Beinoinim. Even though the Chazaini knew who he was, but he said he was a Beinoini. So he said, he only said it because he's a nonav. So I told him, it's not true. Chazaini did not say things like he's a nonav. Because you look through all the Sforim, I don't think you ever find it says once, Lani is Dati. It was not the style of the Chazaini to say Lani is Dati. So if he said that he's a Beinoini, that was a fact. Why did they become Gedolim? Because they worked hard. They worked hard, they were diligent, they were masmidim, they spent their time well, they learned and they chazed. They chazed and they learned again and again, and they were mispalel. They became Gedolim. So the first Yisoides we're talking about now, the Seder, is Chazor. That's the first part of the Seder. Then it should be a Seder, a Bocha, even though you have the three Sedarim Yeshiva, it's hard to have time, but you have to find time to learn Chumash, every day Chumash, Mishnayis, the more you learn, Halacha, And Musa, you probably also have a Seder for. So we're only talking about Chumash. He says, Shabbos, he tries to learn the whole Pasha. You can't learn the whole Pasha Chumash on Shabbos with Rashi. No. But if you learn every day, Sunday, you learn from the beginning till Sheni. With Rashi, you can do that every day. Monday, you learn from Sheni to Shlishi. Tuesday, to Shlishi. This way you finish the Seder. So in the whole year, you learn Chamisha Chumisha Torah with Rashi. Learning Rashi means to know the Pshat of Rashi. And of course, sometimes harder, there's a Digdig Rashi. So there are Farshim that help us with the Rashi. But you have to learn the Chumash. So you learn every day. You learn how much time it takes in between. One of the Shmuzin has to be a little shorter, maybe, so that you be able to learn Chumash. Then you learn Mishnayis. But the Shisha is the Mishnah. The Moshe Zechariah, the Lachal Dain Mishnayis every single day. When he put his tefillin together, when he wound his tefillin, he learned Mishnayis. In his later years, he had known Mishnayis. He knew Shisha Siddha Mishnah, Baal Peh, like we know Ashrei. So he usually learned. He learned Chai Perokim. He learned 18 Perokim a day. You finish the Mishnayis in a month. So he finished Shisha Siddha every month. I'm not saying you should finish the Mishnah in a short time, but you could learn one Mishnah a day. You say, what's one Mishnah a day going to do? You should learn one Mishnah a day. So if you're now 17 years old, so you finish Mishnayos, Shisha Siddur Mishnah, at one Mishnah a day, and Chazringer, of course, in 10 years. So I say, if you get a little older, you learn two Mishnahs a day. If you learn three Mishnayos a day, you finish Shisha Siddur Mishnah every 3.5 years. So by the time you have a little grayish beard, you can know she says the Mishnah Baal Peh. What's the Chochmah? The Chochmah is because you're learning a little bit, but the main thing is you're learning it every day. The Soid of Hatzloch and Torah, anyone who had the schus in living or learning in the shadow of an Odom Godel saw that they did the same thing every single day. The summers I used to spend time with the Manchester Shashiva, Zechlein Rocha, for 14 hours a day. It was remarkable that he did the same thing every single day. When he came in to the davening, he came exactly on time. He always lit a candle and he put a pruta into the pushka. But every single day he did it with the same order. Not one day he put it in the pushka first and then the candle, the other way. No, he did the same thing every day. Before he went to sleep, he had to have a Musa Seder, because it's about Musa. So he learned Mesis Shoram. He was learning Mesis Shoram for 70 years already, but he couldn't go to bed until how much time I begged him to go to bed, because he was tired and he called all the cholim and all the hospitals all over the world before he used to go to sleep to mechazik them. But he had to learn Mesis Shoram. So he put on his jacket, he put on his hat, and he sat down, he learned like a bocha in the mirror. But he had to learn those 15 minutes Musa every day. He never changed. The Gedolim had the koyach that they did the same thing every day. When the Gemara says, Tanomarom, there's a list in the Gemara, Kol Yomai, he did this and this, Kol Yomai, he did this and this. No one could do all the things that the Tanomarom did. But one thing is sure, we could be Mekayim, the Diyuk is on the Kol Yomai, that they did it every single day of their lives. If you make a Kabbalah, and now is the time of making Kabbalahs. So Bocha comes, Bocha came to me before we came, and she said, wants to make Kabbalahs. She had a whole list. I counted, there were 17, I think 18 Kabbalahs. So I said, first thing we're going to do is, I tore it in half. She said, what did you do? I said, I have only 9. Then I tore it again in half. So I said, I have only 4.5. We'll go down to 1 Kabbalah, 2 Kabbalahs. That Kabbalah that you're going to take, you'll do always. Would you do it? He said, to think about it. He said, much better than 18. If you'll take 18 Kabbalahs, the biggest problem in our void is that we do things, and what happens is, after a while, we phase it out. So we take a Kabbalah for a Shoshana, and we do it for Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, and maybe... before Purim already it's gone. the chokhmah is to take a small kabbalah. He says, so he asked me, what should I take? So I went through the whole list. He says, it's very hard for him to daven with kavona. He doesn't know if he wants to make kabbalah. He's going to daven shmoneser with kavona. I said, no, you can't take on yourself at one time that you're going to daven whole shmoneser with kavona. That's too big a job. He says, what you do? I said, you're willing to do something for the rest of your life? He got a little frightened. I said, no, one little thing. Say one brocha a day. One brocha a day, but say it slowly, say it with kavana. Slowly with kavana. Take the apple in your hand, and don't say, come in mouth and put it in your mouth. Hold the apple in your hand and say, Baruch Atah Hashem. And stop when you say Hashem, and think the kavana of Hashem, and say he's Melech HaOlam. You think that the Vayishim is the Melech HaOlam. If you do that every day, you'll eventually be able to do it with all the brochas. You make Meir brochas b'chol yayim. So you'll be Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu from this Rosh Hashanah to the next Rosh Hashanah 36,000 times. If you're Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu 36,000 times, you become a Yoreh Shamayim. You'll be a Yerushalayim, you'll know the Bainishim of the Melech HaOlam. That's a Kabbalah that you can take, but you have to do it every day. And start with only one bracha. Sometimes the Kabbalah, you say, Asher Yotza with Kavana. Do you say Asher Yotza with Kavana? Yeah, say it once a day. Make sure that you say the bracha of Asher Yotza with Kavana. It's a beautiful bracha. I remember the Manchester Shishiva, excuse me, when he came out of the Beis HaKovod, I used to fill up the water for him. He washed his hands 3 times. I brought him a towel. He wiped his hands. Then I brought him his jacket. He put on his frock. I brought him his hat. He put on his hat. I brought him his siddur. He opened the siddur. He'd never made a brocha unless it was from the siddur. He did not drink a glass of water to say a shahakal unless he had it from a siddur. When we traveled on the plane, he had a card in his pocket with all the brochas. He used to take out the card, but he would never make a brocha ba'al peh. Never. So for many, many years, and never once did he make a brocha ba'al peh. So he would make the Asher Yotza. He would stand. He wiped his hands. They were dry already. The siddur was open. His hat and coat were on. And he said the Asher Yotza. So tefillah took a few minutes. That's the way you teach yourself to make brochas, but you have to start small. But you start small the right way, because you do it with the emes. Your foundation is a strong foundation of emes, and it stays. I heard from Rav Shimon Schwab, Zechayin Lebrocha, who was the Rav in the Kehillah, the German Kehillah in New York. He once told me, before he came to New York, he was in Baltimore. He was the Rav in Baltimore. So Rav Chon of Asman, Zechayin Lebrocha, stayed by him for 3 weeks, made a big hashpah on him. He said he once came into the kitchen in the morning, on Wednesday morning, he says, and he saw Rav Chon in the corner, and he was crying. He was crying terribly. He was so frightened. He ran over to Rav Chon to find out what it was. And he heard he was making the bracha of Asher Yotza. So Rav Shimon Schwab, Zechayin Lebrocha, said, Alavai I should daven Nila and Yom Kippur, like Rav Chon said the bracha of Asher Yotza that Wednesday morning. This is the way Gedolim taught themselves. This is the way a bracha when he's young. When you're young, now you can do anything you want with yourself. But you have to do it the right way. And be mekabel on yourself, just like we said, you're going to be, if you want to become a Talmud Chochem, you want to be a Bokin Shas. You can't become a Bokin Shas unless you work with it, with a Seder. With a Seder. You start from the beginning, and you start with your little Shas, like the Bianca Zechayin Lebrocha said. You want to learn how to daven, you start with one Broch, and you say it with Kavon every day. Then you add another Broch, and another Broch. You want to daven Shmoneser? Of course, the first bracha is ma'akev. If a person knows that he's going to rattle through the shmoneser, maybe it's better. He shouldn't even say shmoneser, because he's going to say the first bracha without kavanah. He's going to say the shem levatola. It's hard to say that, halacha, but if a person thinks about it. So that takes care of the Torah, takes care of the tefillah. Then there's something you have to do with chesed. You want to book in the yeshiva, have such an opportunity to learn to be balei chesodim, because when a person is born, we're born very selfish people. Because if all the creatures in the world, if you have to go out to a farm, you see after the little calf is born, in 2 days the calf is romping around, is independent. A human being is born, he's not independent, he's totally dependent. He's dependent on his father and his mother, not for days, weeks, for years. When he's little, you can't tell a baby, be independent, get the bottle yourself. You have to bring it to the baby. So the child, we all learn when we're young that we get what we want. We're born already, we're spoiled. So to give ourselves to someone else is something we have to teach ourselves. We have to train ourselves. The first thing children always say, it's mine, it's mine, everything is mine. Sometimes a little bocher, a little girl goes to the gun the first day and the mother brings out the cookies. So he thinks all the cookies for him. He doesn't want to, someone else gets cookies too. And he went, oh. The other people in the world, they also have ritzainis, just like I have ritzainis. So to teach oneself with chesed, you have to start when you're young. You're bochur in yeshiva, you could do something with toiva. You could be careful when you go to sleep not to wake anybody, or you come in late, or you get up early, whatever it is. You have to be careful not to slam the door. Bochur doesn't feel well, so you go to the dining room, you get him food, you help him, you get him what he needs. There's hundreds of opportunities to do chesed. If you don't do it now, it's very hard to start doing it when you get married and you have to live with chesed. You know, there's in the Ayin Yankiv, there's a Piddush called Omar HaKosev. This Omar HaKosev, we don't know, it's not signed with a name, we don't know, but he must be one of the Gedolim, because in the old Ayin Yankivs that are 400 years old, you see this Omar HaKosev, he lived 400 years ago. He has Akdoma. He brings a Medrash in that Akdoma, which we don't have that Medrash. It's an interesting Medrash. He says that, the Medrash says that the three Gedolim who lived with the names of their fathers, we don't know their own name, we don't know what was Ben Azai's name. He was the son of Azai. Who was Ben Zoyma? He was the son of Zoyma. Who was Bar Kapora, the son of Kapora. They were once sitting together. And they were thinking, what's the one pasuk in the Torah that encompasses the whole Torah Kedosha? A person could be machid, find a seder for the whole Torah in that. So one said, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But Zayim said, and as he said, V'yachter Eicha Kamoicha. And Bar Kapora said, a pasuk seems so strange. He said, "Shakeves echo tasa baboike, shakeves hasheni tasa bein avoyim." They talked about it. But how do kulam? Everyone admitted that Bar Kapora is right. Bar Kapora has the right pasuk. A lot of pshat in that. The first time when we finished the shas, I said maybe the pshat in that is as follows: to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad with the right kavana. The Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim that's an avodah shel shonim rabbis. It's an avodah of many years, the Rambam says. And the Rambam means, of course, the right kavanah without anything interrupting in the kavanah, because sometimes when we think we're concentrating about something, very quick thoughts come in between for a millimeter of a second. But that's not the full kavanah. It's good enough for us. So a person could be mechavish Shema Yisrael once in a while the right way, but it's not easy to do it every day. The same thing, v'yachter eicha kamoicha is a yisoid in the Torah. But to have a hava kamoicha, to love your roommate just like you love yourself, and to give him with your whole heart, b'shleimus with the chesed of b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha, it's very hard to do that every day. So that can't be the Yisrael of Yiddishkeit. The Yisrael of Yiddishkeit is what Bar Kapora said. You do that every day, whether it's easier or harder, or you do it better, or you don't do it as well, but you must do it every single day. And that's the tzlocha. That tzlocha of Torah, that tzlocha of avoida. And if you want to do something with your middos, it's the same way. You have to do it every single day. See, one of the problems that we have is, if you think about why we said before things phase out, what's the real reason why they phase out? The reason is because when we want to change something in ourselves, we usually change only the symptoms. We don't change the roots. For example, a moshe would be, a man has a beautiful tree. Has a beautiful apple tree. Gorgeous tree with beautiful apples, fruits. And there's one cluster of rotten apples up in one high point of the tree. So the farmer wants to have a nice tree, so what does he do? He takes his ladder, takes a 40-foot ladder, he climbs up in the ladder, he tears off those rotten apples, and he has a beautiful tree. Next year, the apples grow back again. This goes on for year and year. Finally, a friend of his comes and says, you know, I know a man who could help you with this problem. He says, bring him, I'll pay him whatever it costs. So he brings it, the man comes with a little suitcase, and the farmer says, okay, I'll bring you the ladder. He says, I don't need a ladder. He says, well, you can't reach, it's 40 foot. I can get to the, he says, no way. He bends down, opens up his suitcase, he takes out some extracts and some herbs, some potions, and he puts it into the roots of the tree. And he says, I'll be back in a few days. Comes back again in a few days, puts it in again. He keeps this up for a while, and then one day, the apples by themselves fall off, and they never grow back. What's the difference between what the farmer did and this wise, this mumcho, what's the difference? Obviously the difference is that the farmer was not dealing with the real problem, because why are these fruits rotten? Because there's something in the roots that are nurturing these apples in an unhealthy way. So by tearing off the apples, you're not solving the problem. You're just dealing with what you see, the symptom, but you're not dealing with the root. The cause, the man who was the mumcha, didn't look at the apples, it's not important. He looked at the root. He wanted to find out why are these apples rotten. So he treated the root, and when the root was cured, the apples fell down by themselves, and they never returned because they had no root that was negative to feed the negativity of the apples. The same way it's with middos. When a person has a middah, person is kas, let's say. So it will help a little if he works on the kas, but if he really wants to get rid of the kas, he has to go to the shodish of the kas. And the shodish of the kas happens to be, like Reb Chaim Vital says in Shara Kedusha, happens to be gaiva. Because why does a person get angry? Because he thinks, you're not listening to me, you're not doing what I want. I want the I. That's the gayest, and that's behind it. Sometimes a bocha, let's say, it's hard for him to get up in the morning. He likes to learn, but he has a hard time. Always had a hard time even getting up in the morning. So you say, it's probably a lazy bocha. There may be some atzlus in it, but that may not be the main root. Because if he thinks about it, why does he want it? What's the real reason that he doesn't want to get it? He says he's tired. But he sees that if he wants to go on a trip, he was a little boy, if it's a trip, he got up without any trouble. If he has a very good reason to get up early in the morning, he jumps out of bed. So why can't he jump out of bed for Seder? So it may mean, if he really wants to be honest with himself, it's difficult to say, he doesn't have such a geschmack to get up. Because if he had any geschmack, he'd get up without any problem. So he has to think, why don't I have any geschmack in learning? Maybe I have to make some changes in my way I learn, maybe with who I learn, what I'm doing. A person always has to try to find the shodish, just like the marshal of the tree. And if you find the shodish, you work on the shodish. And then it takes more work with the shodish, but once the shodish is dealt with, then the symptoms go away. But the same thing, it's an avoida, a constant avoida. A person can't just work on his middos when it comes to elul. He has a middah that has to be worked on. It takes one middah at a time. Every person has like a clock. There's a main middah is like 12 o'clock. That's his best middah is 12 o'clock, for example. And the worst middah that he has is 6 o'clock. And you go with the handles of the clock. Next to the 12 is a 1. That's the next middah that's the best middah he has. Next to the best middah. Next number, these all gradual middahs that he has. And the same way in the bottom, 6 is his worst middah that he has. The next is the next number, which is the second middah that has to be fixed. You take a middah at a time, and you work on it. And then you mispal, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu helps. But it takes work. The main thing is to do it regularly and to do it with a seder, because that's what one of the things that Maral means. Maral is much deeper. But when the Maral says that the Seder means that if a person wants to become some form of Shlemus, and everyone knows that the Tachlis, like the Mrs. Yishonim says, a person should come to Shlemus, the Dveikus Bashem, that's the biggest Shlemus, Abocha Zeicha. We also don't realize when in Abocha, in Bismedesh, he sits, he's in Gan Eden. It's in Gan Eden all day long. That's what it really is. A person has a schus to sit and learn the Rabbeinu Shlom's Chochmah. It's different than any other mitzvah, because this is a mitzvah that Kav Yochel, you can't say it, but it really is, it's the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chazda gave us the ability to think, to learn. He gave us the Torah. So when we're learning Shnayim Ochsim Metalas, we're learning Abol Yevim Toi, we're learning the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're thinking Kav Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machshava. It's hard to say it, but that's what the Torah is. It's Chochmosa Yisborech. That's the greatest Dveikus in the world. That's the closest way you can become to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we all know what the Ramchal says, the Dveikus and Shlemus are two sides of the same coin. So a person who has a schus all day long to be Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be learning his Torah, should learn it with Simcha. That's why it's important in these days that you have to remember, if you want to know if you're doing Seder, you have to do tshuva. So how do you know if you're doing tshuva right? So if you see a bocha says he's doing tshuva, but he's a little bit down. He thinks about himself, he doesn't do this right, he's not, has this problem, so he gets a little down. If you're getting down, or you're a little depressed, you should know you're not doing tshuva right. That automatically is not the right tshuva. Just doesn't go. That's not the way you're supposed to do. So you say, what should I do as a fact? Because the truth is, the right way to do tshuva is not to think about the Vedas all day long. It doesn't help a person. Because when you're down, you're doing something that's negative. When you're doing something that's negative, nothing positive could come out of negative. You're doing something which is not a mistake. Because atzvus, which is when a person is depressed and he's down, that's not what the Vaishnava wants from a person to avoid it now. It's a serious job. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Erev are serious, the most serious days, but they're not sad days. If a person is depressed, it means he's not doing tshuva the right way. Because after one does tshuva, a person should be elevated and feel that he has the schus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing him close to him and says, Shuva Eli, come, call your soul. Come, my little Yid, I love you, come to me. When there's a Hava, there can be no sadness. When there's a Hava, there can't be any feelings of being depressed. So a person should set aside the time. Instead of being busy all day long with tshuva, you can't. All day long, you got to be learning more Rashi and Tosfos. You got to be davening right. You have to be besimcha, that you have the schus to be learning the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. So there's really a simcha sachayim. There's zachreinu l'chayim. Melachovitz b'chayim is to have chayim. You have to have chiyus. Chayim is not only life, it's the chiyus. V'chaye oylam nota b'zachreinu. person has the schus to be a ben Torah has to have a chiyus. That chiyus that a person has, that's gishmak. That's the opposite of being depressed. If you see a ben Torah that is depressed, you know something's wrong. They tell of Rabbi Sol Salanter was going in the street. It was Elul, and he met one of these people that thought he's doing the right. Doing the right thing, and he said, Rabbi Sol Salanter said, "Good morning," and he answered such a sad, depressed good morning. So Rabbi Sol Salanter said, "Because he did Avedis, and he's depressed, so he takes away my good morning. What's the difficulty? I need my good morning." What he meant to say is, that's not supposed to affect the life of a person and the relationship with people. And if you don't treat people as nicely as you should, with the same ahava and with the same chain and chesed, like you do normally because of Elul, you're missing the point of Elul. You can't have an idol doidi v'doidi li. We're being depressed. You can't have the Rosh Hashanah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us through his malchus. He takes us into his palace of his malchus for 2 days. 2 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us the malchus. We come out of that malchus and we have 10 days to Yom Kippur, where we zeich lefnei Hashem t'toru. We zeich to madregel of Hashem t'toru. This is all oiris. This is all lichtigkeit. It's the Heubenkeit, it's the opposite of being down. So if a person is down, he knows right away he's in the hands of the Yetzirah. I once said, an Odom Godel said that's a very good word. I said that if a person is a little depressed, so the Yetzirah goes, takes a vacation. Because he doesn't have to work anymore. He'll do a better job than the Yetzirah. You won't learn right. If you're depressed, you don't learn right, you don't daven right. You don't treat people right. Yetzer has nothing to do because you're doing it for him. But if you're doing the avodas, I said, but you have to do tshuva. So you set aside a time every day, a certain time, when you make a cheshbon nefesh, and after that you make up your mind, you go through the three sedarim of Hilchos Tshuva, like the Rambam says, and after that you should get up and feel gewaltig. You should be similar, really. But you're zeichet to tshuva. Then you know you could come to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur Lefnei Hashem T'toru. That's a very important thing to do because the Yetzirah is so clever. You have to realize, I don't know really what he is, but he's a Balkishna Nifra. I don't know if there's such a Balkishna in the world. He's doing a job for nearly 6,000 years. Didn't take a day off. Works, he can figure out the seichel of every person, how to get under his skin. He knows how to get us in all times and all situations. To fight him is not easy, but you have to use seichel for him. You're not allowed to let him get you down, because that's his biggest tactic. Makes you get down, makes you feel very guilty for what you did. Of course, guilt is a normal thing. The Baruch Hashem gave it to us that we should do, should wake us up. But you can't be busy with it all day long. You have to do the time set aside for it. And that's the time that you, and the rest of the time, you have to learn, and you're allowed to learn besimcha, and you should learn besimcha. If you don't have a geschmack, then that's one of the reasons you can't get up in the morning. You can't get up in the morning because you don't have what to get up for. To get up just to drag your feet. I know I say a shiur late at night because the younger light today, they start out as bochum, but now they're grandparents. Same chevah. So when they come to learn at night, it's very late, it's 10:30 at night. So I look at the feet, say, Rebbe, why are you looking at our feet? I say, look, if you're coming, you're dragging your feet, schlepping like this, do me a favor, go home and wash the dishes for your wife. If you're coming in with a spring in your feet, for your schmack, then you come to learn. You have to learn with chiyas. The Torah is the Torah's chayim. And the avod is the question of the lekim chayim. It's only chayim. And that these are the days that we ask for Zacheinu, say b'sefer Chaim, we're asking for Chaim, the Chaim Gashmiyim, Ruchniyim, the Chaim Nitzchiyim, that we're Zacheinu, we have Kirvus Elokim, Ki Toiv, the Kirvus, the Dovah Mel says, when I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Li Toiv, that's the best. So you're Zacheinu, if you're Birchus Hedjir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should help you, you should have a good Haseh Shmei Tshuva, a good Yom Kippurim, and a Freilich and Yontiv, We can have a good conventure, should be Yeshuas and Fuas, and Chol Protim, Chol Prata Prata, Yochel, Lonu L'Chol Yisrael, Amen.